אלה הדבורים אשר דיבר מוישה לכל ישראל בעבר הירדן. אלה הדבורים אשר דיבר מוישה לכל ישראל בעבר הירדן. So it's bewusst, Chazal said that is a difference of the four ספרים בראש ישמעיס ועיקר במדבר, חומש דבורים. We call it in our Loshon Mishneh Torah. The Gemara says, Mishneh Torah, Dorish Smuchim, Lo Mishneh Torah, Lo Dorish Smuchim. It's called Mishneh Torah, a kind of repeating the Torah. It says, of all from the Goen, that the Magen Medugna says that he heard from the Goen Mivilne. He said it in the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara says, Ein Mafsikim Beklolis. When you read the Klolis, in Parshas Bechukoisa, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. Aber beklolish b'mishneh Torah mafsikim, you're allowed to stop in the middle. And the Gemara says, my time, halolu from teras koyanim, beloshin rabim amoro, u'moyshe mipi agvura amoro. Halolu shel dvorim, beloshin yochid amoro, u'moyshe mipi atzmoy amoro. So the Magen Medugna asked the Goyen, Moshe mipi atzmoy amoro, mishneh Torah is not Torah. And the Goyen told him that the difference is that I'm saying this is what they say B'Shem the Goyen. You have to know these things are part of our Emunah Be'etzem. That all of the four Sfarim, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was directly Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. Shem came out, he spoke to the people Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. The Mishneh Torah was together Moshe got a Nevuah. And in the morning, he said it over to Klal Yisrael. Like every Navi, he gets the message, what it is, what Nevuah means, and he gets up in the morning and he says, Kol Yomar Hashem. He says, it's called a Nevuah. It's a Nevuah what he says. It's Hashem's words. But it's not Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. The first four Sfarim was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. So this is the Pshat. Eile advorim asher diber Moshe. This is the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was Nevuah. As if the Goyen was Maz v'Pshat and the Chilek of Mishneh Torah to all of the Chalokim of the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu starts and he says, Eiver hayarden b'midbor b'arova mo'il suf ben paronu ben teufel v'lovon v'chatzeris v'di zov. Rashi explains that all of these things are tuchecho. Just as kvoidom shel Yisrael, Moshe was speaking with codes. He was not speaking directly to Averis. As Kvoidim Shel Yisrael, he mentioned. So, V'chatzeirois V'dizo, Rashi says, Chatzeirois V'machloike Shel Koirach. V'dizo, Hichichom Al Ha'igel, Bishvil Roiv Zov Sh'or Elohim, Shenemar, Kesef Irbeis Elohim, וזוב עשו להבעל. חצי רויס ודי זוב. חצי רויס is קוירח, די זוב is the eagle. And the מפורשים asked, the eagle was before קוירח. So what is חצי רויס ודי זוב? The order has to be די זוב וחצי רויס. So I said, גבלתי כבוד. מוישה רבינו, after the eagle, he came to the Rebbein Shel Olam and he was Melam Metzchus. It says, Eloik imaseicho lo yisase loch to Moshe Rabbeinu. You didn't speak to Klal Yisrael. So b'mele, he took away the charoi naf. You're right, Avad Hashem meant, Abba, shtein loch. Doesn't say beloshen rabim lo yisase lochem. This is the way Moshe Rabbeinu took off the tviya from Klal Yisrael. Then Korach came and said, "Kichol ha'ido kulam kedoshim." Rashi says, "V'chi lechol levad diber Hashem." Hashem spoke to all of us. Aseres Adibus was sent to all of us. Ah, Aseres Adibus was sent to all of you. So we made it a tvi and the eagle. It says, "Lisa seloch." So after Koyach, the Tzvi and the Egel came back. Melech HaTzeirois v'dizov. That's not one of the Mefarshim saying Givaldik Pshat. So B'derech Agav, I heard once a Pshat, so why Hashem Taka said Loch? So Pashtus, maybe that if Chas V'Shalom will be a Tzvi later, will be a Limud Zchus. But the answer is, Elohim HaSeicho L'Isase Loch doesn't say Lochem. Hashem wanted to tell us, don't do Avodah Zarah. Each individual person, L'Isase Loch. A lot of time people think for the Tzibur. The Tzibur are not allowed to have not kosher faults. I'm different. I'm different. The Olam have to go with hat and jackets. I'm different. Right, for the cloud, it's very important. I'm different. No one's allowed to go back to camp in the middle of the month. Yeah, I'm different. The Torah was not said to me. All the Rabbanim asked to use internet. Yeah, but terrible zachas. My house, it's all different zachas. We have no shaykhs. Avada, you're not allowed. Well, trey, if Avada is the hellest of Klal Yisrael in our day. So we need it, but say it. So you're not allowed to be in a dira if you have a bach that has a computer. Avada, no, Shumpan is a terrible dira. This guy is not a guy, really. You know, he's pung not here even. He's pung today, 2 days around. It's not negea. Lecho. You. Don't tell me the other guy. We're talking about you. We're talking about everyone. So you're right, that could be a piece of pen that people will think that it's Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hashem special said, Elohim HaSeichu L'Yisah HaSeloch. We'll see Lochem? Lochem, yeah, Berlin. I'm different. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich, Achad Osor Yoy Mechoyrev. Derech HaSeir Ad Kodesh Barneh. So it's very important. Moshe Rabbeinu counts the days. How far is from Chayrev till Kodesh Barneh? So Rashi has a pshat. What is the difference? 11 days walk. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says, Be'etzem it's 11 day walk, and they did it in 3 days. Kshitza Saderech. Big cheshbon is here in the Rashi. What is... I want to explain. Moshe Rabbeinu is not giving messages how far is from... Alush to Chatzor Divno and all these places we learn in Masse. Ping here, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving 11 days. So Rashi here is busy. The Kli Yoko, when he finishes all of his Pshat here, he says, Ubechiburi Ir Giboirim. He has a Chibur Ir Giboirim. Pirashnu al Tzad Remez Posuk 11 Yoy Mechoyrev. על 11 יום שמסאבלים על החורב. 11 יום מחורב. היינו 9 יום של חודש אב, 17 בתמוז, 10 בתיבס. It says, why is not writing it here ברחוב? Because not על דרך הפשט, אבל you have to know the Sefer, Ir Giborim from the Kli Yoko. So I never saw that Sefer, but the Sefer, Ir Giborim from the Kli Yoko. He says, the whole Pshat, 11 יום מחורב, 11 יום. Then the פסוק is ממשיך. אחרי הקויסה ישיחו עם מלך האמורי אשר יושב בחשבון ואיזוג מלך הבושן אשר יושב באשטרויס באדרי. אחרי הקויסה ישיחו עם מלך האמורי אשר יושב בחשבון ואיזוג מלך הבושן אשר יושב באשטרויס באדרי. So Rashi says, "Tzamod nezach." Achrei akisoy yasichoin melech oim moiri asher yoishe becheshbon. Ve'esoyg melech haboshon asher yoishe be'ashtorois be'edrei. What is be'edrei? Shema malchus. This was the name of the city. So you read the pasuk like this: Esichon melech oim moiri, the king of moiri, that was sitting in Cheshbon, and esoyg melech haboshon that was sitting in Ashtorois and Edrei. What is it? Sheyeshu be'ashtorois, Sichoi Melech Oy Moiri, the king of Moiri, that his city was Cheshbon. And Oy Melech HaBoshen, Asher Yoishev, his city is Ashtoreth Be'edrei. So the before the Sichoim explains, Rashi has a problem. Sichoim, the king of Amori that sits in Cheshbon. Oy, the king of Bashan, Asher Yoishev be'Ashtoreth be'Edrei. Rashi says no, he sits be'Ashtoreth, and the DC, the city, Rashi, it was like be'Edrei. The Goyen Mivilna says was a Tov Sofer here in Rashi, and the words when Rashi was, we have a Chumash look inside, it's Givaldi. Again, Sichon Melech HaMoiri, the king of the Moiri, she Yoisha b'Cheshbon. He sat in Cheshbon. Og Melech HaBoshon, Asher Yoisha b'Ashtoreth. He sat in Ashtoreth. Be'edrei. So Hashem HaMalchus, the DC, Zog the Goyen Hazeh. Be'edrei, Shem HaMal. Mem Lamed with a line. This was written in Rashi. Shem HaMal. On a line. So the Magia, the one that was typing, didn't know what to put down. He went, Melchom. HaMalchus. Shem HaMalchus. He tries to upset. Rashi had Shver. He sits by Ashtoreth, Be'edrei. Sichon Melech HaMoiri, Asher Yoisha b'Cheshbon. Oy Melech HaBoshen, Asher Yoisha b'Ashtoreth, Be'edrei. But the Goyen says, was Hey Mem Lamed, Hamil, and Rashi meant Hamil Chom. The war was in Edrei. Read the post list. Akoy says, Sichon Melech HaMoiri, Asher Yoisha b'Cheshbon. Ves Oy Melech HaBoshen, Asher Yoisha b'Ashtoreth. And you know where it was by Akoy Soy? Be'edrei. The war was in Edrei. Edrei was a very hard place, a big desert, very hard to make a war. Rashi himself says, Melech Kosha, Medina Kosha. So the Pasuk asks, and you know where in the end the war finished? In Edrei, this is very, very hard. Edrei is nothing dear. It's mamish hard to fight. And even so, they managed to win the war. So, it's big shali. Asher Yoishev Be'eshtoreis, Be'edrei. It goes on Oy Melech HaBoshen, or it goes on Achrei HaKoisui. You know where this whole story happened? Moshe Rabbeinu started to explain the Torah. So Rashi, Hoyil Hitchi. בארץ התוירו בשבעים לושן פיר שונה in 70 languages. Very, very schwer, Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu is 40 years with Klal Yisrael sitting and learning day and night. ונית לתוירו אלו ללוים לאמן, איך לאמן. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu told hour and hour and skating, skating Yeshua back and forth. Everyone was sitting and learning there. ואיבה הירדן, בארץ הוא הרב, הוי מוישה בארץ התוירו הזויס. So Rashi Be'eretz HaTorah B'Shivim Loshon. So this is Chachom explains what happened. We've been learning the whole time. Shivim Loshon. Shaz, why? What is the point? Till now they learned Torah in Loshon HaKodesh. Now they learned in French, and then he taught them in Chinese, and then in Portuguese. Well, what is the point? And then in Yiddish. Then in English. We didn't finish, Rabbi Isai. Now I'll tell you it in Yevanis. Then we didn't finish, now Arabic. See? And if it's important, what's the pshat? Pshat. So maybe you could say Al-Dirch HaPshat. In every language you get another the hell, yeah? In Yiddish, some things you only can understand in Yiddish, yeah? The people learn English, they don't know these things. Yeah? Every like, but it's very schwer to understand that. So here wants a pshat. It's called a pshat. It's one of the Shivim Drochim to learn the Shivim Loshon. Yeah? Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, Moshe told him the Torah in Loshon HaKodesh. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe wanted to teach them. The Torah was not only given in one way. You think it's only given to Eretz Yisrael. We see in Chazal, some people tell that they only have to keep in Eretz Yisrael. You'll be going to Shivim Goluyos, and you will have to be learning the Torah in Shivim. But I'll explain it more. The Torah has 70 visions. The Torah is given to be learned and used when you're a different kind of matzovim of Klal Yisrael, when you're in Russia and when you're in America, when you're in China and you're in Japan, when India and Liberia, every place that you are, the Torah is given to be learned. The Torah is given to be learned when it's very poor and there's no money. Torah mitoch oini. There's a whole Torah. How you learn Torah mitoch oini? How you learn ben Yisrael oini? Pas ma melach toichal, ben baim ha mesuret ishte. ועל האורץ התשען, אם אתה לא עסקים, אשרי חוב יותר בכל. It's one language. It's another language of the Torah. Torah מתך אישו. שומן טוב, ויסו גוסיסו, דיזוב. You have money, you have to be careful not to sit with business meetings with people that are not sharing with Torah mitzvahs. Not to give hands to people you're not allowed to give their hands. Not to try to live up to that crowd that you need for your business and lose all of your ruchnias. It's a whole language, how to keep Torah mitoch oisher. It's a language of the Torah mitoch taive. We're in a door of taive. Internet. iPhones, earphones, all the shtusim. It's gedorim, how you have to be careful. The world is into these things. It's gedorim, siyogim that Chazal have to do in this door. Schoyer Amrina Lenazire. Gozru ala Arayis, Gozru ala Shnias, Gozru, Gozru, Gozru. Is a Deure ben Adam Lachaveiroi. Art Kufa Le Moshe. So two terrible things happened recently. Three Gdolim died. Nishno Dem, after that, a terrible, cruel mice happens in America. And the message is not given, so Hashem makes a cruel ma'isa with Adam Gadol together. He bans them together. What is the message? Adam Lachaveiroi, 9 days, Sinas Chinam. Hashem shows achzorius, happens in the world. People get angry, they kill. The person has to fix himself. Sefer B'Yisrael Salanter, the yeshiva boch goes in Shabbos without a hat and jacket. If he owns one, he doesn't own one, it's another story, yeah? If he goes without a hat and jacket, so the student in Paris smokes a cigarette on Shabbos. That's Baruch Menusa. We tested it. Shiva Bacher goes without a hat and jacket in the street in Shabbos, the student in Paris smokes a cigarette. Because Azeh Gedus, it's one picture. It's one Zach. If we see Achzorius, we also are makbid in Adam Lachaveiroi. And when a guy comes into the room, we make a joke on his cheshbon. We don't care. We laugh. Eh, no. We carry on life. We don't remember how many jokes we made to our roommates. Sometimes the roommates are bleeding till today, laying there bleeding. Adam Lachaveiroi, speak Lashon Hara. Every person has people that he's not nice to. Some friends, brothers, sisters, or parents. But everyone is one of them that he doesn't behave to. Everyone has one that he doesn't behave to. It's a shivim lashon. It's a shivim lashon. Somebody told me a very nice mashal yesterday. Someone has a long pants. And the edge of the pants is in the dirt, in the mud. So the top of the pants says, but I am clean. Supposed to hate if you pull it a bit up, so it stops to be dirty, right? So if the top goes a little bit higher, the bottom stays clean. If the yeshiva bacher is makbid, but he has to be makbid, the bottom doesn't get dirty. Shivim losha. Unzer Teir is Shivim Moshe Rabbeinu when he's saying goodbye to Klal Yisrael. This is the Oimek Advorim. The Shivim losha means the Torahs for every Ummah ve Ummah. Our Torah has a relate, a hesber, an explanation. How to keep the Torah. Is the Torah in Chinese and is the Torah in Arabic? This is the oimek of it. Aval is the same Torah. But it has that vision that gives us the tools how to live in it in this language and how to live in it in this place and how to live it in this place. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was separating from Klal Yisrael, this is what he was makpid to do. Beres HaTorah b'shivim loshen. Then the pasuk goes weiter. Hey, nasan Hashem lefonecho es haoretz, v'tikrev un'olai kulchem, v'toymru nishlecho anoshim lefoneinu, v'yachperu lonu es haoretz. V'tikrev un'olai kulchem, eilai kulchem. Zog di eilai kerashi, be'irbuvye, v'loholen u'eimer, v'tikrev un'olai kol roshi shifteichem v'zikneichem. ואתם רואים אירון אוי סקריב ואוי סרגנס ילודים מחבדים את הסקיינים וסקיינים מחבדים את הראשים ללכס לפני אבל כאן ותקריבו נולה כולכם בערבוביה ילודים דויכפים את הסקיינים סקיינים דויכפים את הראשים דיר ילודים מחבדים את הסקיינים סקיינים מחבדים את הראשים Here is the Irbuvio. Yelodim deichu mesaskeinim, skeinim deichu mesaroshim. So I saw in the Netziv in Emek Dover a beautiful vote. I may say it's worth everything. It's worth the whole Sefer Emek Dover, only this vote. So the Emek Dover, he doesn't understand. Klal Yisrael, cheita midbo. You know what is cheita midbo? Meraglim? We're suffering till today. Chia ledoiros. Going to cry, Mr. Shabbat, 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 Suffering. Moshe tells him that you were pushing, all of you were pushing when you came. Skenim dechim sa yelodim. Yelodim dechim sa skenim. Skenim dechim sa roshim. But in Torah it was taki mechubadik. Yelodim mechabdim sa skenim. Skenim mechabdim. So it was not mechubadik. It's not in the raga, we see the chison of the cheretz. It was not only yelodim dechim sa skenim. Skenim dechim sa roshim. So the adults have to have their chelz to the adulter, to the mum mechubadi. The yelodim dechim saskenim. Skenim dechim saroshim. It's also as a chisson der chelz, Allah. Skenim dechim saroshim. So I saw a vote today, but before that vote, I saw that I was in the Netziv's vote. The Netziv says, Be'etzim Klal Yisrael have an answer on Chayta Meraglim. We sent 12 people, Roy Shei Zikme Yisrael, Yeshua was not even number one. He was number 6, 7 near the list. And all of them were mamish, a group, a huge, a mamish, a festive panel, chosh of people. They came back, they messed us up. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, when you came to us, you came with a chisor in derech eretz. When there's a chisor in derech eretz, nothing good could come out of it. You had to realize that it's ma'aseh sod. You had to realize that it's coming from the sun. Pushing. But out the Recheretz is Maaseh Sod. A good Maaseh doesn't start like that. Mother tells me she was a little kid, she was living in America. Her grandfather was Rav Avraham Yaffin, the head of the Maaseh Sagdela Atoyo in that days. They lived in the same building, Bar Park. She was 15, 16 years old. She was running down the steps, and the Zayde was sitting down the bottom floor there, sitting and learning. And he saw her running down. He asked her, "My daughter, where are you running?" She told him, "Zayde, chloif zu machen a mitzvah. I'm running to do a mitzvah." He told her, "My tochter, my daughter, for a mitzvah leif me nicht azay gich. For a mitzvah, you don't run so quick. It's too quick for a mitzvah. Prison has to check himself. Sometimes when you see a starke slavus on the recheretz, check very good. If it's for a mitzvah or if it's not for a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, the tviya and the meraglim, what you felt, is not the edge. The edge is also a tviya. But it's not the main tzviya. The beginning already. The beginning was Yelodim Dechim Sa Skeinim. Skeinim Dechim Sa Yelodim. Skeinim Dechim Sa Roshim. Mele, you have to know something in Tziv. This is a big message to life. A lot of times in life you see people get together to do organizations, mitzvahs, to change a rav and a shul, all different zachen. You know, it's all different zachen. Don't mean no specific country now, yeah? But it's all different things. See, people get together. Check. If it's going with the Echeretz, with the Mahalach, Kenza. Kenza. But if you see, Yelodim Dechim is Askeinim, Askeinim Dechim is Ayelodim, no, it's not the right path. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, don't answer me. Yeah, we fell, we did everything right. The Meraglim came back. So on a different sefer, says a similar vote, he says, don't blame the Meraglim. When you came to ask for it, you pushed the Skenim. You went yourself to ask. You didn't saw, hey, the Skenim. So now don't come back and tell me about the Skenim said that we can't go to El Tisrael, we just follow the Skenim. In this case, you will go without the Skenim. You were pushing yourself. Pitam, you're telling me about the Skenim came back and it says it's good, so we're going to come back. Then it's very interesting. The Rabban asked the Shtarki Kashi that they came back. Vayikhu biyodam ipri oretz vayoridu eleinu vayoyimru toivu oretz asher Hashem elekeinu noisen lonu v'lo yavisem la'alos. When you read this pasuk, it sounds like Medrash Pliya. Moshe tells them, listen, we sent Meraglim, they came back, they said it's very good, you didn't want to come back. Who said it's very good? 10 cents is bad. So, he's rewriting the history. He said, we sent Meraglim, they came back, he said, it's good, he wanted to stay. Rashi says, Vayomru Toiv Ha'aretz, Mi Omru, Yeshua V'Kolev. 10 cents is not good. Rabban Frek Dekashe. Vanitu Mea, Imken Ma'at Taina Azay Salayim. Roshi Yaminu La'asor Yaisu Min Ashnayim. They find the Rambam and Rashi. Moshe is telling Rashi, they came back, they said it's good, you didn't want to go. So Rabban himself says that everyone said that it's good. Only after they said it's not Kedai. Some say that the Pshat is that the ones that say that it's not good, you don't have to believe them. The ones that say that it's good, you have to believe them. What? The ones that say it's not good, don't go back, you'll never find out if they're right or not. The ones that say that it's good, if you come and it's not good, what they will answer. So maybe it was the more reason to believe the ones that say that it's good, from the one that said that's not good. It's Kenzai. There it says in the Pasuk that Voeshlach Malochim, Mimidbar Kevis, a Sichon Melecheshbo in Divri Sholem, Evro Bearzecho, Baderech, Baderech Eilech, Le Osu Yominus Moy. אויכל בכסף תסברני ואוכלתי ומים בכסף תיתן לי ושותיסי. So אויכל בכסף תסברני means sell me ואוכלתי ומים בכסף תיתן לי, you will give me. Frank the Briskerov, why in food it says that they will buy it and in the water it says that they will get it? They had to buy. Here it says, Oichel b'kesef tisbereini, you sell me, ve'ochalti, u'mayim b'kesef titen li, a present. So Biskirov says, Apide Gemore, the Rama Pashlis in Perek Gimel, Alocha Yud, Perek Vom Migzeila, Alocha Yud Gimel, that a Nor belongs to everyone. Nor a Moshech, not today, they saw the middle of water, but the water really belongs to everyone. So Bemele, he told him like this, the food that you want to sell me, the water, I will pay you, but it's a present. You can't sell me, it's not yours. I will pay, I know you charge. The food that is yours, I'll give you money, sell it to me. The water, I give you money, but give it to me. It's not yours. You don't own the water. Chaim Gnievsky time is that could be it's only in Eretz Yisrael. That's Shaldaske and Hilchel Yeshua Sa'aretz. Chutz La'aretz could be the government owns the water. In Eretz Yisrael, the government doesn't own the water. What they charge today is especially bigger for the importing it. This is the reason some people are saying, okay, so you don't have to pay the water bill. I'm saying, if the water got so much work into it, so mainly you have to pay it. This Shabbos is called Shabbos Chazoin. Because in the Haftorah, we read the Haftorah of Chazoin Yishayahu ben Amoitz. Chazoin Yishayahu ben Amoitz. So, Be'etzem, the Pashtus Chazoin Yishayahu ben Amoitz, Rashi explains, the Mefarshim explain, it's a Nevuah. It's a Nevuah. Chazon Yishayahu ben Amoz, the Nevuah in Yerushalayim. But the truth is, the Mefarshim explained that it's more from that. There's a deeper re'iyah. Chazal say, Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDovid Beboyol of Noson HaNovi. And the Novi told him that because the Ma'aseh of Batsheva, Freit the Gemore, Mizmor LeDovid, Kino LeDovid Miboyol. It's like the Gemara, when a person knows that he has to do tshuva, this is already be'etzem, it's a mizmor. You write that it's a chul, but it's a chazoy. It's a view. Tishwe was called moyet. You know, we say nachamu nachamu ami in the middle of Tisha B'Av. So what does that? We say, this is barely. Now nachamu nachamu ami. Shed Mashiach was born in Tisha B'Av afternoon. Why? Tisha was a bad day. Mashiach had to be born in Purim. It's the wrong day. But the answer is, by us Avelus is not crying without a reason. They say that the Medrash brings down that the Chachmei Philosophia, the Rista and all these people, they came to Yirmiyahu when he was crying, and they told him, "Miderech haChokma to cry on Eitzim veAvanim." A smart person doesn't cry when a building is destroyed. What helps to cry? Cry on Eitzim veAvanim. It's not Miderech haChokma. Smart person, what happened? Crying is motions. It's not smartness. But by us, it's a chazoy. It's a re'iyah. Person has to take these days of avelus and not only use them for tzar to what happened, to fix himself, to change himself. Like I said, b'teich hadvorim, avad everyone has to fix himself on everything. But v'al shteit adchur ben adam l'chaveyoi al kamtzu bar kamtzu chor u'beise avad. It was mistake of the Bishamigdash to happen. It was Averis, not because these two people you can be Machri Babais. But Hashem caused that the Bishamigdash should be destroyed about a cheap politics in between two friends that was not invited to a wedding. Such a low thing. I understand if Louis II, one person would take his other friend hanging up on a string, walking around Yerushalayim, and that person would be so insulted with Machri Yerushalayim. I hear how Hashem was mistake that this cruel story. Chas v'sholem that Yerushalayim will be chorev. Such a little nice of it. You go out of my wedding, I don't want to invite you. Leave, stay. left the action to stay, he left, they kicked him out. How many times you see people pushing people away, yeah? And Hashem was machir the bais to teach us, ben odom lachaveiro. The chazon is to take it, to fix it. And we have to know, we changed the halacha, but the halacha didn't change. In Shulchan Aruch state, in Shabbos chazon, you don't wear Shabbos clothes. You will realize 300 years ago how Shabbos Chazon looked with Shabbos. Everyone would be with their clothes. It would be a terrible shrek. I explained it. Halacha Shir. Our days we don't do it because, you know, even with Shabbos clothes, people would mistake sometimes put on the light. You know what would happen if people would go with weekday clothes? In our days, the mistake, the cell phones would ring, yeah? Madness. So we have to change the Shabbos clothes. But what the halacha says that this Shabbos is a Shabbos that a person has to start to feel the aveilus, the halacha stays. The metzias stays. It's a Shabbos chazon. So I'm saying, you don't know how to feel, the goyim says, keep. If you don't know how to feel, a yontif, do the halachas. It says the halachas aveilus, but I mean do the halachas, start to be misigaber and midolam lachaveire. And that's the Hashem, we'll be zeichel, we'll be in bisamigdash, 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 we'll be in bisam